Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, and welcome to the KHP. This morning, we're going to visit an old topic, Corona leave, contact tracing. And let's look a little deeper and see if the post office is giving the employees due diligence.
Contact tracing helps keep you, your family, and your community safe by slowing the spread of COVID-19. Contact tracing lets people know they may have been exposed and what to do next. During contact tracing, you will never be asked for money or a social security number. Your information is safe. If you have COVID-19, a public health worker will call to check on your health, answer questions, and let you know about services that could help. This information is confidential and kept private. The public health worker will also ask you where you've been and who you may have been around. These people are your contacts. The public health worker can help your contacts find testing and learn about symptoms and how to keep others safe. To slow the spread of COVID-19, answer the call from public health workers. Learn more at cdc.gov/coronavirus.
That audio piece we just heard from the CDC's website, all you have to do if you're a postal employee is substitute public health worker with postal worker, and then it's applicable to the United States Postal Service. The reason we are having this podcast this morning is there seems to be a growing concern in Columbus, Ohio, Citygate Processing that employees who are diagnosed with COVID-19 and are giving names to postal management so postal management can perform contact tracing. Well, the contact tracing is not being performed consistently. And let me tell you why I want to be very specific when I say consistently, because I know of one instance where the post office did contact tracing, and I think about four people were asked to leave as a result of contact tracing. Now, that might be why they no longer do it properly, but let's discuss that for a second. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to discuss contact tracing from the manual the post office used. I'm using version 2.0. It was released 11/2/2020, so we know it's the current manual. This is the program that your unions are trained on. This is the program that management shares with the union. Well, I'm going to share a couple of aspects of this program with you this morning. When we talk about contact tracing, first, we're going to divide that into four separate parts. We got an employee, installation head, which could be the supervisor or manager, a district HR manager, and an area HR manager. So we got four parts that we're going to work with here today. The employee, installation head, district manager, and the area HR manager. I'm sorry, that's the district human resources manager. Let's talk about who is responsible for what. And if we understand who is supposed to do what, then we can understand if there's a kink in the armor, how we can fix it. Well, first of all, employee. That employee must notify the immediate supervisor of positive finding of COVID-19. Provide medical documentation from treating physician or public health official to OHNA, occupational nurse. Now, let me tell you something, that it is my understanding that the post office, this is how they react to contact tracing. Now, let me say this and to the postal management, if I have this process incorrect, please don't hesitate to let me know, because, again, I pride myself on putting out good information. One of the things that the post office does when it comes to contact tracing is they start the contact from the time the employee provides positive documentation. So in other words, again, please, postal management, correct me if I'm wrong. from the time you notify the post office you have a positive test, that's when they like to do their contact tracing. So it makes it easy for them to say you have not been in contact with anyone since you were positive of COVID. Now, if that's wrong, I stand corrected. So we just talked about the employee, what the employee is responsible for. Now, as I said, we broke it into four sections. Section two will be the installation head, supervisors or managers. They should pull together a timeline of potential close contact days, times, and locations. Provide names of potential close contact employees based on potential exposure, and then contact the district HR manager. So again, installation head, supervisors, managers, you are to pull together a timeline of potential close contact days. Now, what they do right now in Columbus, that's all given to the occupational nurse, but I'm giving you the close contact tracing program that the post office trains on, and I'm giving you version 2.0, which was released 11/2/2020. So we know we've got the newest information. Again, installation heads, put together a timeline of potential days. Installation head, supervisor, manager, provide names of potential close contact employees. Contact district HR. Now here we go, the district HR manager, because now, again, of the four parts, we talked about the employee, we talked about installation head. Now let's talk about that district HR manager. They go at the district level, they will assign close contact investigation to either the occupational nurse or safety. Notify the area HR manager of close contact investigation being opened and assigned. So every single COVID case that the post office has, I would think that there should be an open and assigned close contact case that the district manager is preparing to send to the area manager of human resources. Now, part four of the four part we talked about, we discussed the employee, we talked about installation head, we talked about the district HR manager, and now the area HR manager. Monitor progress of close contact investigations. Update headquarters occupational health of status through closeout. So an employee comes in, or employee notifies the supervisor, I'm positive for COVID. That supervisor is supposed to try to put together a timeline and who that employee was around. Notice I said that supervisor. See, that's an installation head, supervisor or manager responsibility. Then they contact the district human resource manager. Now the district resource manager assigns that either to safety or the occupational nurse. While, or simultaneously, however you want to word it, contacting the area HR manager, and then they monitor. So based on the post office close contact tracing program, it should never happen that there is a positive case in the Postal Service and a close contact was an open and assigned. If I was your local union president, trust me, I would be very curious or anxious to see that close contacts are open and assigned. That's if I had the authority to request so. Now, let me tell you what is being reported, or what is the rumor on the work floor, that there are employees testing positive for COVID-19, providing names to managers, and nobody is contacting those personnel who the positive individual named as people of interest or people they have been in close contact with. Now, something's wrong there, and we need to address this, even if it means inviting an outside agency in to help address this. Can you imagine you're at work, your coworker is not at work for 2 or 3 days, and automatically it is just a natural tendency to think, okay, maybe they got the COVID. Maybe they've got the virus. But then you find out from that employee, because maybe your acquaintances outside of work, that not only are they positive, but they inform management that you're a person they talk to every day for the last 2 or 3 days for way more than 15 minutes. But yet, you have not been contacted by management. Can you understand how that must make you feel as an employee? And believe me, if that happened to you, you are not going to keep it to yourself. You're going to tell other employees. So now you have people at work understanding that they may have been exposed to the virus, and they are not being allowed to quarantine at the administrative leave rate because the post office allegedly, there I go with allegedly again, is not performing contact tracing as per their own standards and guidelines. You see, if we continue down this road, let me tell you, to initiate a close contact investigation, now these actions are designated to be taken by the occupational nurse or safety. And again, this is directly from the close contact tracing program the post office teaches from. And to initiate a close contact interview, review form submitted by local manager. Now, again, we're talking about the nurse or safety. So before it got to the nurse or safety, the employee had to provide medical documentation that they were positive for COVID-19. Before it gets to the occupational nurse, the supervisor, manager, and installation head should pull together a timeline, provide names of potential close contact employees, and then they contact the district team. At this point now, the occupational nurse or safety will take over the investigation. But do you see the actions that should have been done? And it's not a case of you contact management and the nurse takes over and that's the end of it. Although that's what we are accustomed to. You see, if you understood, and I don't know any other way to say this, if you understood the rules and regulations that govern what you do every day, you will also find out that we got an excellent job. But we don't take the time to understand actual rules and regulations. And in this case here, again, before the nurse gets involved, there's a report made by the employee, there's actions of the installation head, and then the nurse takes over. Now, I'm going to ask a rhetorical question. Who has ever seen that take place? In any facility, not just Columbus. Have you ever known an individual to report that they're positive for COVID? The supervisors sit down and put together a timeline, start gathering names, and then they submit that to the occupational nurse or safety. Have you ever seen that happen? Well, listen, I'm giving you instructions. I'm giving you what the Postal Service puts out. Here we go again. I'm going to put out a good set of instructions, something that appears to be positive and employee-oriented, but I'm not going to make sure you follow it. And how much sense does that make? But that's kind of common in today's managerial work environment. Now, real quick, I'm going to hurry through this. Now, once it gets to the occupational nurse or safety, which is assigned by the district human resource manager, here's a list of things that they have to take care of. They got to review all the information submitted from local management, review employees to gather information. They got to assess movement and contacts to determine risk levels of others. Identify employees who should exercise self-quarantine. Notify local manager of employees being recommended. Employees should then be placed on emergency paid sick leave according to Families First Corona Response Act guidelines. If emergency paid sick leave has been exhausted, the employee will be placed on administrative leave. Now, once again, we are talking in direct relation to close contact tracing. So don't switch subjects on me when I said if the employee paid sick leave has been exhausted, the employee will be placed on administrative leave. If you are identified by the post office through their close contact tracing to be one of the people of interest that needs to self-quarantine because you've come in contact with another employee who tested positive, if you are that employee, if you've already used your paid sick leave, then you will be allowed administrative leave. Again, only through close contact identification. Then they contact the public health department, and they will, public health department will conduct close contact investigations for non-postal individuals. So, hey, postal employees, it's always us with us, you versus you. Understand, if you contract the coronavirus, that's nothing to be ashamed of, nothing at all. So if you are if you test positive, I want to tell you something. I think it's in your best interest, again, just a recommendation, to contact your brothers and sisters at work and see if the post office is doing what they're supposed to do. And again, the only way we're going to know if the post office is doing effective contact tracing is we have to check on it. And when I say we have to check on it, employees, we have to lean on each other. If you are out of work, have you tested positive? Again, I see nothing wrong with you contacting your fellow employees you work with and asking them, has the post office contacted you? Because I sure gave them your name. Now listen, all I'm really saying is we can put checks and balances on the postal management. They are obligated to do close contact tracing. And the only way we're going to find out is if we communicate amongst ourselves. And when you find that situation where there was no contact tracing, then again, you let your union representative know. And if you can't get in touch with your union representative, you find Kenny Hodge and let me know. And then I'll see what we can do to try to ensure that contact tracing is done and is done properly, as long as contact tracing program exists. How does that sound? Hey, this is Kenny Hodge on the Kenny Hodge Podcast. Hang out with me. I guarantee I'll teach you a thing or two.